A lot of people ask me how to find loyal people in business, and really it's loyal people in life, I guess. Whenever you're trying to build something amazing, whether it's a great relationship, whether it's a business, whether it's, you know, even some kind of idea, you're going to need people that come together, because nothing great is ever built alone. So you need loyalty in the people that you bring, because you can temporarily sell somebody an idea of doing something, and they may be able to temporarily do the work for the first period of a week or two or a month, but typically after that period of time, they're going to kind of go back to their own devices. After about 90 days, people are like, okay, I kind of want to do this. I don't really like this anymore. Especially in today's generation, where people are so quick to just jump in and jump out, and there's an illusion of options that exist in the world, people are very, very quick to step out and leave. So I'm going to focus a little bit on business, but this is more so a general idea. And it's something I learned very recently, actually, on how to find loyal people. A lot of people talk about networking on how to build a business, and this is the wrong concept. You don't want to network, you want to build relationships. Big different thing. Shaking a hand, getting to know somebody, saying, hey, I do this, is not effective. Relationship building is much more effective, and there's a little bit of a twist there, and this is how you really build loyalty. See, when you build a relationship, you're bringing something of value, and you can deliver value in so many ways. You can deliver value in the way that you talk to them, by listening to them, by providing a service, by providing some kind of advice, some guidance, connecting them with somebody else. You build the relationship by building value in the relationship, and you have to give first. Anytime you're trying to win somebody over, you have to give them value first. So the first thing you got to ask is, what are you giving to somebody? What are you bringing to them in a personal level? In their mindset, like if they're going to hang out with you, what are they going to learn from you? And even just in tangible business. And so that's the first step. That's where you build the relationship. Now, the relationship can be one that is then very loyal to you, or one that betrays you. So here is how you build loyalty. The majority of people in the world, the large majority, I would say 99% of people are transactional. And honestly, this is how people start. 100% of people in the world start off transactional. But then about 99-98% of people stay that way with most of their relationships. So when you meet somebody, you are meeting them and there is something that you want from them. When you're meeting a girl, there's something that you want from her, maybe sexually. When you're meeting somebody, there's something that you want from them in a financial aspect, in a business aspect. I mean, if you want to be successful in business, you have to learn how to take money. Not forcibly just take it out of their hands, but you have to be able to seduce money. And in order to seduce money that is owned by people, you have to learn to seduce people. And that means that people have to like you, like your product, like your service, and you have to be able to get them in a transactional mindset towards you. So people are transactional first. And so when people are transactional, they're going to engage with you in transactions. That's the next step. You build the relationship, you build value, and then they start engaging with you in some kind of transactional manner. And here's where the loyalty can be built. Many people think that you have to headhunt loyalty in life. You have to go out and find someone that's loyal to you. Like, this guy looks really loyal, or this girl looks really loyal. But I'm gonna tell you something that I've learned. The people that you don't think can be loyal are loyal to somebody, and everybody at some point is loyal to something. Whether it's to themselves, whether it's to certain habits, whether it's certain individuals, whether it's certain genres of music that they listen to, they're loyal to something. And that loyalty has been built over a compounded effect of habituation, of comfort, and belief. Habituation, comfort, and belief. So, for example, take brushing your teeth. I'm very, quote-unquote, loyal to brushing my teeth. I get up every day, I brush my teeth. It's a habit for me. It's habituated to me. It's not uncomfortable. I mean, I don't really like brushing my teeth per se, but you know, it's comfortable because I've done it so many times. And I have a belief that'll make my smile better. And so if you can hit all three, it's very good. Now, there are certain things like working out that are, I'm loyal to working out. I work out every single day. I'm habituated to it, but it's not comfortable. But I do have a positive belief, so I have 2 out of 3. So it's a good thing. As long as you really have one that pushes it to a large degree, you can really get that loyalty out of it. And I don't think you should focus so much on why people are loyal to you. Just understand that they are loyal to you, and you want to increase that level of loyalty. Some people are loyal to eating certain foods or certain relationship because it's comfortable, right? Some people are in a relationship because they have a habit of it and they're comfortable, but they may not have a belief that's actually good for them. People are in toxic relationships because they're comfortable. They don't actually believe the relationship is good. Some people are working a job that they absolutely hate and they're uncomfortable with it, and they don't necessarily have a habit of doing it sometimes, that they're sick of it, but they have a belief that it can make them better. And when you pick up new hobbies sometimes, or new activities, or people start a new business, typically it starts with that belief that it can be something that's good. So you have to find out which area you're going to hit when it comes to a transactional relationship. So build the relationship, get into a transactional fashion, and then understand what your business does. For example, I'm in financial services. So my business, you know, people don't have a habit of paying a certain premium when they sign up for our products. They're not comfortable paying it, but typically they have a belief that one day they're going to pass away, and they want to make sure that their family is protected. And on the flip side, on the internal side, if someone is going to come work with me, they're not habituated to making phone calls to call clients. They may not be comfortable doing it. I mean, maybe they are working from their home. There's a flux here. But they typically have a belief that long term, it can be something that's very, very good for them. And so the first thing is the belief a lot of times. Then you build the habit. And then if the habit is good, especially in a career-based fashion, you want to give them comfort. You want to build them up. People leave a job. People leave a position because they're, number one, not making money, or number two, they don't feel like they're growing. And if they're making money, they're going to get more comfortable. And if they feel like they're growing, they're going to be more comfortable in the position that they're in. So that's that key to making them feel comfortable. So if you hit all three, you're going to be in a very good position. You're going to have a lot of loyalty. And so you must first understand that people will always be transactional with you. People will always be loyal to you, or quote unquote with you, because they're transacting some kind of business with you and they find value in you. The most valuable people in the world have a lot of people that are loyal to them, because they have value, because they're providing people with things that they, in a sense, can't live without or would not like to live without. So the ultimate key to finding loyal people is by building value in yourself, being a valuable person, being a kind person, listening well, speaking to them in a very respectful tone, giving them something that could better their lives. And ultimately, over a period of time, they will naturally become loyal to you. I have people in my business that we may not see eye to eye on many things, but I know that they are loyal to me because we've spent so much time together. And even though we may have conversations where we butt our heads and things may not necessarily work out the way that we want to, we have that loyalty towards one another because we've been habituated towards one another. We have a lot of comfort in the relationship. And ultimately, we have a belief that we will work in this together for a long time, and we know that we're going to do well. So I want you to understand that loyalty is not something that you can just find in people. It's something that really has to be generated in people. So it's not just something that's going to just fall out of the sky. And I think if you focus on the major three things that I said here, the habituation, the comfort, the belief, and you take time to really mold that person into a loyal individual, you'll find that your business, your relationships will be a lot more fulfilling. People don't look at somebody across the room and say, I'm going to be loyal to that person. People don't wake up one day and say, I'm going to be loyal to this company. They have to believe in it. They have to have a habit of having it in their life. And then they have to have some level of comfort that's drawn from it. And a lot of the times, the people that you may not think are loyal, that flip and flop, that may have a bad reputation, can be built into people that are very, very loyal. If you're a high-value person, if you have a lot of value around yourself, you will be able to carve that loyalty in people. And obviously, the people that are very much grounded and that want to be loyal and that, you know, have a tendency to stay, they'll stick around a lot more too. I always find that the most functional and successful people in the world have a lot of people around their corner, and they may not even have to invest that much because they have value in themselves. Build the value in yourself. Understand that people are not going to fall out of the sky and just be blindly loyal to you. When people are not loyal to you, take accountability and look at the situations as to why they left or why they did this, and see if you can improve yourself or your offer, whether it's in a relationship, friendship, or business. And understand that nothing great at the end of the day can be built alone. If you're trying to do everything by yourself, you're never going to be good. You're never going to be great. You're never going to be anybody. I hope this was helpful. I appreciate you spending a little bit of time with me here today. If you guys ever need to reach out to me or you have any questions, just shoot me a DM on my social media links. And until next time, guys, sue me out.